Educating the Slower, a Godspot production. Shalom, friend. It's a chilly day, no? Come sit down by me and we'll warm each other up. That's better. Would you like some bread? I also have a small flask of wine. That'll warm us up even more. It's not a good vintage. My palate just can't take the hang of anything less than 2,000 years old. Just give me a can of 31. Ah, that had a kick of an angry camel, that did. Did have a special ingredient, so I'm told. That's what it had, the master's touch, eh? Pardon? Oh, no, don't move away. I'm not mad. You just need to know my story. Not many do, but fewer believe me. That's the burden I bear, I suppose, for being old Shlomo Ben Mordecai, street operative in old Jerusalem. Eh? Street operative? Well, I was, you would say, a pooper scooper. What do you mean? Well, someone had to do it. It was a big problem. So many dogs, so much schmutz on the streets. A dirty work, but all work as an act of worship to the Almighty. So I did it with joy. Old Jerusalem, yes. No, I mean old Jerusalem. Really old Jerusalem. Okay, just give me a few minutes to tell my story. We were at the tail end of a rather nasty little bug that affected the dog population. In my case, being at the tail end was a messy business, hey? It was a hot day too, and by midday I was resting in the shade of an olive tree near the cheesemakers. Suddenly, a shadow fell over me. I looked up and there he was, you know, him. He just said 8 words. Follow me and I will make you a scooper of men. Okay, 11 words, who's counting already? That was it. The rest was, well, I put down my shovel and my pan and I followed him. Maybe I was a bit tougher than the others, you know, strong stomach for my job, but also strong mind and everything. I never deserted him. I was right there to the end, his end, at the Skull Hill with the other two. I was there. Not right at the front with Yochanan and Miriam and his mother, but only 2 rows or so behind. Near enough so I could hear the screams and the crying, but not too near, I suppose. Anyway, it was, I believe, just before the 9th hour of day when it happened. The ground, it is shook all over. All around people were falling to the ground. They were screaming. The sky turned a deep grey. I looked over to him and he seemed to be crying out, and just as he slumped, the ground gave way and, well, that's the last I remember. Next thing I knew I was over there, yes, over there, right by the fountain. Oh, come on, please, hear me out, then you can go. No, it hasn't just happened, it was many, many moons ago. Your people, they were good to me, they fed me, they placed me in a safe place, a room with iron bars. They must have found out about my rash. They put me in a wraparound tunic, so I couldn't scratch the sores on my back. Very considerate they were. They kept me in this comfortable room like a Roman boudoir. Cushions on the wall everywhere. So many ways to feel comfortable in any position. There I learnt your ways, your language, your customs. Until, one day, they just left the door open, and here I am. Yes, pleased to meet you too. Okay, you don't have to sit too close, I understand. It's not every day you meet a 2,000-year-old Jew, especially one with my good looks. No? No. You have questions? No, okay, then I'll ask you. Now, I know I'm displaced by 2,000 years and 2,000 miles to the west. Don't ask me why. I didn't choose to end up in what you call Hyde Park in a place called England. I know. I saw it as an untidy land inhabited by cruel savages when I was a kid. What do you mean it's still... Oh, I see, a joke. Listen, Bubbler, leave the funny stuff to me. I have far better timing. It's in my blood, or or so I'm told. A question. So you're a follower of the Master too, you say? A Christian? A Christian? Ah, yes, from the Greek, Christos. Oh, I see, Mashiach. The word our prophet Daniel used for the one who would be cut off. Also the word that Shimon used too, when the Master confronted him. Ah, Mashiach, the Anointed One, Messiah, Christos, Christ, Christian. I see where you're going. For a pooper scooper, I'm pretty well educated, don't you know? I was a trainee rabbi once, but that's another life. Now, friend, treat me as a blank slate. There are so many gaps to fill. You see, the last I saw of him, he was strung up on that tree, dying. Yet, here you are 2,000 years later, a follower of the Master. How so? What happened? Did he not die? Was he not cut off, as Daniel spoke of? Please tell me, I beg you. What's this? A Bible? Bible? Ah, another Greek word. Biblos, book. The Holy Scriptures. My Holy Scriptures? Goodness. Much of it is in here, in my head. But it would be good to see if your scribes agree with my memory. Can I take it? Oh, bless you, my friend. So, you see, I have a lot of questions. Many observations, too. Can we meet again sometime? Ah, yes, that's good. Thank you for this Bible. Must go now, friend. I have my job to do. Do you know how many dogs pass through this park every day? Whee!
You've been listening to Educating Shalom.